Here we are, already in the new year, a new decade. How many of you made a list of your New Year's resolutions? I did. My list consists of one: no New Year's resolutions. I finally got realistic. Mine usually don't happen anyway. So rather than feel guilty, I just decided this is the decade to laugh and have fun and be honest with myself. I finally found one resolution I'll be successful at: not making a resolution. Go figure. Here's a statistic for you to ruminate about. It only takes an individual 3 months to give them up anyway, so why bother? And why do we wait until January 1st to change our lives? Why not March 16th or July 2nd? It's like waiting until Monday to start a diet. So we pig out all weekend, gain 10 pounds, and we begin behind, with a bigger behind. So I did some informative research. Here are some of the top 10 resolutions, with my added comments. 1. Get a better job. Now that's funny. With 14% unemployment, I'd recommend holding on to the one you have, if you indeed have one. 2, get in shape. Along with quitting smoking, drinking, and any other addiction you have, these have the greatest failure rate, so good luck. 3, make a difference, volunteer. Well, without a job, who has the time? I guess you can, in between looking for a job, which is a full-time job. Maybe if you're one of the lucky ones who don't have to work, then volunteering is a good idea. 4, go somewhere. Travel, rest, relax, be with your family. Visualize. I say visualize you win the lottery. Some people are sick of the family because that is all they have been doing lately. 5, reduce your debt and save money. Ha ha ha, yeah, right. Who wrote these anyway? 6, get organized. Are you feeling chaos in your life? Piles everywhere? Are you unfocused? You want to simplify, but you can't, you've tried? Maybe you have ADD, or maybe you have a hoarding disorder. Maybe you have OCD. Maybe you need to get diagnosed. See a psychotherapist. This isn't funny. 7, get into a relationship. It sounds easy, doesn't it? Maybe you need to listen to my commentaries on online dating, intimacy, and fear of relationships before trying. 8, donate more. Sounds good, and if you have nothing to donate, donate your blood. If it's not tainted with drugs, that is. 9, be nicer. I like this one. Have your teenagers make this resolution. Even if they give up after 3 months, 3 days, or 3 minutes, it will still be a respite. 10, and for the best, don't make any resolutions. I know I sound sarcastic and negative today. However, I do it all in the hopes that this year you will be easier on yourselves. Don't you think we've all had enough to deal with in last year without you judging yourselves for failing once again? This year, let's laugh and have a good time. Make this year the year for you. Whatever that looks like, don't set yourself up for failure. I wish for you a year filled with love, warmth, good health, and success in all you do. From KVMR, I'm Dr. Josie Gibb, LMFT.